Let's talk about freight brokering. A lot of people utilize freight brokering as a job. Brokering is not a job. It's a business. So therefore, you have to run it as such. A lot of people want to become brokers as a side hustle. And that's fine. You can do that, but not in the beginning. In the beginning, you have to put the same time and attention to your business more than you would when you're working a 9-to-5. A brokerage is not a 9-to-5. A brokerage is 24/7, 365. And that's any business. Any business is going to be 24/7, 365, especially if you are the owner. So if you are the owner of that business must run constantly in order for you to generate revenue. So when the employees go home, then somebody calls on the phone, the business still has to operate. So you have to operate your brokerage the same way. A lot of people want to become brokers because they see what other people are doing, but they are not looking at what it takes on the back end. Yes, it's challenging work. No type of business will generate money in 24 hours, not just starting out. You have to build your brand. You have to go and find your customers. That's the same way if you started a t-shirt business or you started a hat business. You will not have customers in the beginning. You have to go out there and you have to put yourself out there. You have to gain credibility and you have to provide 100% customer service. You have to put yourself out there. Nobody is going to know about you. So even if you did have a brick and mortar store and you just spent $200,000 getting everything started, if nobody knows about you, you won't have any customers. So no matter what type of brand that you have, you have to go out there and find your customers. You got to go put the work in. And that is what a lot of people don't realize. They think that they're going to start a business and work it like a job. If you want to work a job, then go work a job. A business is different. If you want to run a business, if you want to be a business owner, you have to change your mindset. You have to change what you're doing. There will be no more turning up and partying when you're starting a business and when you're trying to grow a business. Your weekends should be focused on building your brand. Your downtime should be focused on building your brand. Nobody become a million-dollar business if they don't put the work into it. You have to put the work into it. And so if you have a team of people, make sure all of you guys are on the same page. If you are the only owner and you're trying to grow your brand, then you can pay people to do what you want them to do. But you being the owner, you have to put in majority of the work. So what are you willing to do? Do you want to start a business and work it like a job? Or do you want to transition 100% and be a true entrepreneur? Majority of the entrepreneurs out here, like myself, they started out working jobs. They save money. They start putting money into their own business. And eventually, they started transitioning themselves from a worker to a boss. You cannot be a boss unless you become a worker. So you have to be a worker first. But you already know how to work. But do you know how to keep a job? A lot of people have 10, 15, 20 different jobs and they wonder why things are not working right for them. You're not stable. If something doesn't go right, then you switch and go over to another job. Basically, you keep running instead of trying to see exactly what the problem is and fixing that problem, you're running to another job. Well, if you didn't like the job in the first place, then why did you take it? that's another conversation. So you have to put the work in to your business so you can grow your business. That's your business. So don't work it like a job. I worked jobs, tons of jobs, and I stacked money and put it on the side, and I started putting money into my own business. I built my own brand. And that's how real entrepreneurs do it. No money inheritance, no hedge funds, no private equity, none of that. I'm talking about real entrepreneurs, people that really started from the bottom. They got a job, they started saving money up, and they started their own business, and they slowly transitioned from their job into their business. And eventually, their business is generating enough income, so now they can quit their job, and now they can go 100% full-time with their business. So a lot of people, they don't have the strategy, they don't know the concept of it. And so if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to get out of the worker mentality. You have to leave that alone. You have to get on business mentality. Well, yeah, if I'm running a business, I'm still working too. But you're working for yourself. You are putting all this time into your own brand. You are building your own business. And so once we have a success mindset, once we have a $1 million mindset, then things will start falling in place. If we put in the work, we will see how much luck will fall in our lap. So we have to understand that a business is not a job. A job is a 9-to-5. A business is 24/7. Once you get your business started and off the ground, then you can pay people to do things for you and start delegating tasks. Or you can hire virtual assistants. Or you can outsource a little work through staffing agencies and stuff, or internship. But until that business starts generating revenue, then you will have to work every position in that business, including your brokerage. If you want to be an agent while you're brokering and you are the owner also, then you have to do the owner duties and you have to do the agent's duties. And I think you should do that anyway. That way you know the agent side and you know the owner side. So I think you should do both. I started off brokering for a brokerage. I got good at it. I created an online course. I started selling online courses and teaching people virtually. Then I created an online course. Now, and I put it on my website, and now people can start going on there and learning themselves. I started as an agent just like I'm teaching everybody else. Once I brokered for 2 years, then I started my own brokerage. So it's a process. So the first thing to do is be an agent. Or if you want to start your brokerage in the beginning, then you have to get with somebody like me that's going to teach you how to be an agent and a broker at the same time. So there's many different levels to becoming a brokerage owner. A lot of people just start brokerages. They got the money. They just want to pay people to do this and do that. That's fine. But where are you going to find your agents from? Because if somebody is already a freight broker agent, why would they leave that brokerage and come to your brokerage? You have to think about that. That's just like if I open up a barbershop. Where am I going to get my barbers from? Well, I'm going to give them, you know, $20, $30, $40 less. I'm going to give them a couple of $100 less on the booth rent. That's nothing. So the best thing to do is If you want to be the brokerage owner, start the brokerage owner, send them somewhere to get trained, or you should know how to broker yourself and you train them. That way they're being trained the way you trained them, instead of them coming from another brokerage and bringing all their bad habits and stuff to your company and messing up your company. It's just like if somebody switched a job. They used to be a stocker at Whole Foods, and now they left Whole Foods, and now they're going over to Kroger. Well, Kroger does things different than Whole Foods. So you can't bring that same mentality you had at Whole Foods over to Kroger. It's going to be a different ball game. So now you have to basically retrain that person when they come to Kroger. Same thing with brokering. If somebody leaves a brokerage and they come to your brokerage, you thinking that they're okay because they know how to broker already. No, they know how to broker that way. What about the way that you should broker? Or do you even know what way you should broker? That's the whole thing. You should know how to broker first, then open up your brokerage, and then find people that want to know how to broker and train them, or you can have me train them. So it's a lot of levels to expanding and growing the business. A lot of people think just because they got the money and they drop the money on it, that boom, they're scot-free. No, that's not how it works. You have to actually build this brand up. And so I just want to come on here and speak with you guys for a minute about brokering. I'll be doing more videos about brokering, professional development, all type of business and professional aspects of a bunch of different things. So stay tuned. Follow me. Like the video. Share the video. Go to my website, andreirvin.com, and learn more about what I do and how I can help you and your business grow.